Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Oh my God. I've had a lot of coffee.
No, I love that. I'm on my third cup. That's probably great for my insides.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome, everyone, to the big show.
Big show. We need like a saying for it. Welcome to the big show.
It's the big show and Erin's in the Big Apple. Have you ran into Trey Trav? What is their nickname? Do we have a nickname for them yet?
I don't love what Tony's trying to do there. Trey Trav, I don't love it.
No, I don't either. But anyways, Tavis? Welcome.
Tavis?
Well, call me whatever you want. Just call me happy Maybe. To see them out in the streets. Welcome, everybody, to the Calm Down podcast. If you guys don't love Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, this is not the podcast for you. Wah, wah.
Yeah.
We talked about it on the pregame, but again, worth repeating. Big shout out to my girl, Erin Andrews, and the Wear by Erin Andrews team, because Taylor Swift was wearing that there windbreaker in the red and black version off the shoulder and
she looks adorable. Adorable. Yes. Thanks for being our model, Tay-Tay. Wait, there was this meme I saw yesterday when I was flying from Cleveland to New York of these three girls. I'm going to post it on the Calm Down IG. I have to find it. If somebody else finds it, send it to me. It's three girls and they're at the concert and they're waiting for the song and they're waiting and they're like, what it, and then she says what it is and they're like, oh my
and lose their shit. That
so
was
funny. It reminded me of us.
That was me when I picked up my phone and Erin confirmed that she was in Wear by Erin Andrews at the Thursday night game that I was at in Kansas City. So Broncos, woo.
How was the buzz with her there? I mean, she's done it two other places before, but it's still pretty cool. Elvis is in the building. How was the buzz with her there?
I just appreciate you saying buzz. It's always one of the many things that I love about Erin. She goes like, she would have been great in like the 1950s. She's reading papers. What's the buzz? Listening to tunes, the camaraderie. My gal will do it all. The buzz was, I don't know. I think it was probably tempered compared to what you had because you were the first to have her in the building. And I don't know. I mean, I think there was also a little bit of like, this is now the normal thing. Like she comes to games. They're together. They're adorable.
How do you feel about that? Like with everybody making such a big deal, she's there, not on the broadcast, because I do think you should show her. I don't think it should be, you know, whatever. I'll let each broadcast deal with that. But I almost feel bad. It's like, let the girl go to a game now. You know, we good. Let her have a life.
Correct. But I also think that she's very aware that it comes with the territory. When her and Travis are out in New York, I think that they're very aware that if you're going to go to the Waverly Inn or you're going to go to Nobu, like you could also stay in and not have to deal with all that. But this is also why I love them. Fuck it. We're going to go all in. We're going to SNL. We're going to every place and we're going to live our life. And Travis, you opened that door for her, you little cute Tay.
You sweet nugget.
And also Taylor.
Do you
Taylor,
think crispy rice, spicy tuna at Nobu? Like, well, what do you think? Do you think they got a bait crab hand? Yeah.
all of the above. Stay a while. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we are headed into week 7 of the NFL. My gal is in New York because she is an entrepreneur and busy as a little bee in conjunction with being the lead NFL sideline reporter, a mother, a entrepreneur of the fastest selling windbreaker in town. She's also doing all kinds of things, which I cannot wait for this announcement that you're also going to make this week. You know the one.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
Okay, that's a tease in the biz. Okay, guys, so stay tuned for that.
Hey, another announcement, and then we'll get off the windbreaker. We did restock on Fanatics, so make sure you get to it, because I don't think we're going to be restocking anymore. So if you want that KC windbreaker, we did put some more out there. And listen, if you want them for other teams, I realize not everybody's a Chiefs fan. Let Fanatics know. We're trying to, so you let them know.
And then Fanatics.com, where else can they go?
Whereby.ea.com.
Perfect.
Love you.
And, you know, here's the
or
thing, you guys.
You said on our Fox segment, calmdown.com.
Yeah, that's not a website, but I might make it after that. I just, you know, I just love you guys. I cannot tell you enough. And it happened in Kansas City, too. You guys, we really appreciate you listening because, I mean, it's really sweet when you guys, a guy at the airport. Oh, my God. The only thing.
A flight attendant for me. You go.
The only thing that is greater than Taylor Swift wearing Wear by Erin Andrews is your gal, this one right here with Willis on the t-shirt, got TSA approved. Finally! Big happenings around here. I got my TSA approval letter. Your gal is going through TSA pre-check, but I didn't have it prior to this morning. So when I was in Kansas City, schlepping through the airport, telling anyone that would listen about Wear by Erin Andrews windbreakers, I was relegated to the pedestrian line because I did not have TSA pre-check. And Ryan Fitzpatrick and Andrew Whitworth were making fun of me. But guess what? As I turned the corner with shame to go to the clear line without TSA pre-check, this sweet man right here, wait for it while I find the video. He goes, hey.
I can't take this.
He goes, hey, you're on the podcast. And I said, ah. And I looked at Whit and Fitz and I go, you can have your TSA pre-check. I got him. So anyways, I love you guys for listening because it means a lot. Look at this cutie. Hold on.
Can he push you through?
His name was Greg. Thank you. That was Greg at the airport saying that he listens to the Calm Down podcast. So I will go through a non-TSA pre-check line any day with guys like Greg. You know what I mean? But anyways, so that's the big news in my life. Not selling out windbreakers and having the biggest star in the entire world wearing my clothing line, but TSA pre-check, close second.
I was on a United flight this week going to Cleveland. Kevin Burkhart was my seatmate. Thank God. Because we both had to grind out
that's
a lot
the lottery.
Of work. And it's like, yeah, it is. And sweet, sweet Angel comes over to me as we sit down about to take off, wanting to know my drink order, and goes, I love the podcast.
And she goes, so excited. I need to never scream like that again. I need to not. This is crazy. The voices that we have on this podcast. I get so excited. And then I'm like, hey, the neighbors are trying to sleep. It's early in the morning here on the West Coast.
So she said, and I said, hey, I'm a huge flight attendant, like advocate. She goes, I know. One time I was freaking out because you were talking about United and us not having lemon or limes. And she's like, I got to tell United, we got to get lemon and limes. And I said, it's true, but I do love flight attendants. And she goes, what can I get you to drink? I said, sparkling water with a lemon. They don't have them. She was adorable. She was great.
But you'll still make lemonade with the flight attendants and all things that aren't, you know, perfect in the world. But what is perfect is the listeners, all you listeners out there. But seriously, thank you.
Okay, big show.
Week 7, sister friend, you're in New York working hard for your money. So hard. And I am headed to New Orleans. New Orleans brings back all the memories of the old BCS. Nobody that listens to this podcast is old enough for that. Fox used to have, before the playoff, you know, structure in college football, BCS, and I would go and work a Sugar Bowl there. And we spent a lot of time in New Orleans, Anywho, so Cafe du Monde.
Who are they playing?
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Trevor Lawrence day to day.
Yeah, got a knee injury, but they won yesterday. They beat the Colts. and the Saints coming off a loss. Crazy day in the NFL yesterday, week six.
CJ Stroud.
Keep it going, kid.
D'Amico.
I mean, good for him. Meanwhile, Bryce Young struggling, looking for their first win, elusive first win. They still don't have that yet. The Buffalo Bills, New York Giants game last night. It was
crazy.
3-0 headed into the fourth quarter. What's going on with that 15.5-point spread? I don't want to brag, but I will. DK partner, DraftKings. This is not an ad, but it also is an ad. My three-game parlay hit. You're welcome. So I don't know if you guys are interested in making money so you could buy the Windbreaker on Wear by Aaron Andrews. Then you might want to start following my game picks. You know what I mean? So yeah, it was a crazy day in the NFL, but fun nonetheless. There's so much parity right now, which you never know. Both of the undefeated teams lost. So San Francisco and the Eagles fell. So no team in the NFL is without an L. What else happened yesterday? How was your game at Windy? Go Robert Sala. The Jets beat the Eagles.
Sala.
Me too. And Aaron Rodgers on the sideline. How about, I think it was Mark Sanchez, it must have been, and Kevin Kugler, who were on the call for that game. They were just talking, and then like Mark did a double take. He goes, oh my God, is that Aaron Rodgers throwing those spirals, flinging it around
without
1 month post-surgery? What a guy. And here's what I loved about it, and you would know better than me because he's your friend. Him being on the sideline, that relationship that we saw with him and Zach Wilson in Hard Knocks, I bet you, and maybe whatever, you could shed some insight on this, that Zach Wilson probably appreciated him being there because like he's just having that extra person there that's like, hey, do this or don't do this, or hey, it's okay, like calm down. Like it would feel like an emotional support dog on the sideline is what it would feel like. It's like somebody comforting you and giving you that confidence of like, hey, you got this. Like, I don't know. I think their relationship is sweet and I hope it's what it looks like.
I said to him,
I've had a lot of coffee.
When he had, I love that. I'm on my third cup. That's probably great for my insides. I had said to him when he was talking about going back and being on the sidelines, I would literally, speaking of having three cups of coffee, crap my pants. If you were standing there, like, and it was originally your role and you are, you know, thinking, I know in the back of my head, well, Aaron could do this better. Aaron could do that better. But he said, no, this is going to help him. I know it's going to help him. So listen, he knows better about his locker room than I obviously do. So I'm glad it worked out for them. There's still a chance. I mean, I am not doubting Aaron Rodgers.
Ever.
There is a chance if they could pull, you know, it together and obviously keep stringing along some wins, that'd be pretty badass. It'd be pretty badass.
Julian Edelman, who knows a thing or two, won 3 Super Bowls, Super Bowl MVP. I appreciate his insights. If you guys haven't watched Fox NFL Kickoff, he's doing a fabulous job. He was so funny. Yeah. Yesterday, he told a story about peeing in the bathroom and not knowing that it was Kyle Shanahan that was coming up to him because he had had a few drinks. And Kyle Shanahan at the pisser, and this is, and I quote from Julian Edelman, I'm standing at the pisser. I've whipped it out. I'm peeing. And this guy says, hey, you do a nice job, this and that. And Julian's like, oh, like I'm peeing. Like, don't talk to me. And then it was Kyle Shanahan. It's so good.
Who also does a nice job.
And we don't know in the bathroom. We've never been with him in the bathroom.
No, I don't mean there. On the field.
But this story that he was telling is because we were giving like head coaches, you know, flowers and what they've done with their respective teams. And I was talking about Dan Campbell in Detroit. Anyways, the whole story is to say that Julian, after we were off air, then we saw Aaron on the sideline and he goes, I love that. He goes, that's a good look right there. It's a good look for him.
Cool.
And it's a good look for the team to have him show up and to have him be there.
Cool.
And I was like, yeah. So
say it on air, Jules.
Say it. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had 2 big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What else? Okay, I need to get organized because my mind's going 100 miles an hour. I just can't help it. My excitement for the Windbreaker is still at an all-time high.
She's like the wind through my trees.
Is it trees or dreams?
Wind beneath my wings. You could do so many things.
Wendy Williams. It was windy where you were in Cleveland yesterday. How about a game there, Dollface?
I know. So interesting. Excited for all. Well, 49ers not excited. So interesting. Listen. You and I had gotten into some discussions about Brock Purdy. The guy needed some adversity. Well, Brock Purdy, here it is. Here we go. It was all very interesting. Lost their two biggest weapons, obviously, in the game. Deebo, Christian, Dre Greenlaw didn't play. My favorite part, it wasn't even the game. My favorite part is this. In prep for our games, I usually grab, and the PR teams are so wonderful about it, two players. I talked about the Nick Bosa phone call right after I saw Taylor wearing the windbreaker. Also get one of mine, and I think your favorite players too out there, Trent Williams. Fucking badass. Trent Williams,
pre-game?
By the way, Carissa, I'm not awesome. I'll just give you a shove.
Get off. Jesus.
Trent Williams, and we saw this in the playoff game last year against Dallas. Like, there was a little back and forth with the kickers, Debo's there. Trent Williams will go after anybody who goes.
I would not want to be
guys.
On the other
he
side of him.
He's such a badass. And I'm also going to say this, Fox, I'm going to call somebody over there at that Pico building. He, when he is all done after he wins his Super Bowl, does his thing, he'd be freaking great on your show, Carissa.
Well, bring him. The more the merrier.
Bring him out. Bring him out.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't want to be on his bad side.
Trent Williams is such a badass.
Mm-hmm.
He is such a badass. One of my favorite players. I would like to get a picture of him holding Max Dole. I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
I love him so much.
Imagine how
Max Dole and Trent Williams.
Max Dole. Max Dole's very active. I need a quick Max Dole update, by the way. And I know that, well, I'm getting an update, but I know that our wonderful viewers need an update. What's he doing right now? Or else I'm just going to talk about him like he's my kid.
There's a lot of kicking. He's very active. He's doing the goo goo gaga noises and you think you're high pitched squealing? That's him. He's like,
so
like hold on. I won't play the video, but I'll play the noise. The noise is incredible.
So while you pull that up the other night, so now this is what happens when Aaron has a baby. I just invite myself over because I'm like, I don't care if you're busy. I'm just coming over. I'm not there for you. I'm there for your child. He wants to say so much.
Yes.
And there's
it's a lot
like
of
he's
breathing.
Got so many words that he wants to say and he just can't get them out. So
here's a squeal. Hold on. We are screwed.
Doesn't that make you so happy?
That's by the way, is my sister and Jarrett just cracking up the whole time.
I get so excited
We're
when
screwed.
I see a video ascent of Max Dole because it's just going to make, it's pure joy. You know, it's just the cute little nugget and his legs are kicking and he is ready. And Halloween is around the corner and I can't wait for you to share with everyone what the Halloween costume is. Not today, not now, but soon.
Not tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Wait, where are you this week? I know you're in New York right now, but where are you for your game?
Oh, we have a goodie. We have Lions at Baltimore.
Ah, ho, ho.
And I know cute. Go Lions.
Right? I love that for them. 5-1 for the first time since 2011.
Yeah.
And Jared Goff.
loving his fans, loving him up. Good for him. I love a redemption story.
They need David Montgomery healthy, though. He left in our game, the first game of the season we had in Seattle. He played well in your game Thursday night. He did go down against the Bucks. There's a lot of shit happening. When you and I have a lot of coffee, we turn into
I know. So stay with us.
Update all the things. Yep. Jim Schwartz, I mean, his defense looked good yesterday. Again, it helped Debo and Christian were out, but damn.
What else is happening? David Njoku, crazy.
Yeah, we actually got to shake his hand and give him a hug pregame. You want to tell the story about what happened and then I can add about he's done since?
Yeah, just real quickly. He had a terrible incident with a barbecue and it burned his entire face. Like not just...
And arms too.
Yeah, and not just a small little burn, like really badly burned. And he shared a picture. He went to a game. This is the part that I was talking to Charles and to Mike about this yesterday. How did you play? How did he play? He put a ski mask over his face. But when he showed the picture of how bad the burns were, then you go, how did you play in an NFL game with the rubbing of the helmet? And anyways, I'm just like, we already knew what a badass he was, but like to go through this. So what did he say yesterday?
So a couple of things. We asked Kevin Stefanski in our pregame meetings about him. And he said when he put the helmet on after, I think a few days after he was burned, they knew he wouldn't be able to take it off. So once he got it on, he walked into Kevin Stefanski's office, gave him a thumbs up and walked out, played the game. They ended up losing that game to the Ravens. Kevin Stefanski telling us, and you would appreciate this very much, of course I wanted to win the game, but I wanted to win the game so bad to give him a game ball because the fact he played, it was unbelievable. We ended up seeing him pregame. He puts out this huge thing on the internet with a picture of his face. And he said, you know, he's gotten reached out by a lot of burn victims, a lot of nurses who've worked with burn victims. I think there's a burn association, I'm misspeaking, but they were just like, thank you so much. Because a lot of us feel so embarrassed about how we look. And he's like, my eyes were wide open when this fire hit me. Fuck. I saw everything. I am lucky to be alive. I am lucky to do what I do. And I want to show people they don't have to be embarrassed. We went up there, gave this dude a huge hug. He actually looks really, really good. I just thought that was so wonderful that he did that. Yep. And that's where the game isn't as, you know, is so small compared to real life shit. And he's awesome. What a badass.
You're sweet. Like I can tell you're like getting emotional about it because it goes back to that these are, you've said it before,
you know?
Well, yeah. And you've said it many times where it's like, this is sports and entertainment is an escape, right? For so many kids. And that's when you see, and it was actually one of the many wonderful things that Russell Wilson did for the Seattle community. And of course, my connection with Seattle Children's Hospital, because that's where my niece was treated for her brain tumor. But like when those guys go to the hospitals and deal with pediatric cancer or for the David Njoku thing and helping burn victims or anybody that is dealing with something and like these guys, these larger than life people shine a light on it. It is really special. And it just continues to put into perspective that this game is an outlet for a lot of people, an escape. And even for him, it's like where, you know, he goes through that, but then wants to get back out on the field and like go to, you know, be out there for his teammates. Anyways, I'm glad that he's doing better. I'm glad that he's
Me
in a
too.
Position to like...
He looks great.
Yeah. What else do we have going on, Dollface? I'm trying to think because I'm up against the clock for our podcast. I got my call. We are just busy bees checking things
off our
list.
What do you have today?
List.
What do you have the rest of the day?
I got my Amazon call every Monday. So we'll break down the game, just do different things
I'm
that
excited.
We have to do there.
You guys are on a roll. The pregame's been amazing. It's been fun. You looked fantastic. Our entire... crew at our Saturday night dinner was like, Carissa looked at me. Carissa looked beautiful.
Oh,
but
God.
The wind blowing in her hair, she looked great.
It was the windbreaker that was really the glow that I probably had
she
on my face.
Wind.
I don't know, but I've said about 900 times. Okay, so then you get to come back and then you're off to Baltimore. Oh,
back.
Sister. You go here,
it
here.
It is what it is, right? How long do we have this opportunity to do this and all the things? And it's a lot, but it is what it is. Let's get you off so you can get your call and you can have a minute.
All right. For those of you guys, seriously, that we see in the airport, you won't see me in the non-TSA line anymore because I'll be in the big girl line finally. But I cannot overstate whether if you're at a game, you know, yelling from the crowd or at the TSA line or seeing Aaron on a flight. We appreciate and we love each and every one of you. We're going to be back with our pregame next week for questions, comments and concerns. We were going to. Steve's very upset. Steve thought that he was making his calm down.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about? Steve was going to fill in for Aaron this week because she's in New York doing stuff and we made it work. And I go, I had to break the news to him last night. I said, hey, you didn't make the cut this week. You're not going to be on the podcast. He goes, I had so many things I could talk about. I said, you know
Oh my God. And he was probably rehearsing.
I said, no, this guy's a do it live kind of guy. I said, hey, here's the deal. There's plenty of opportunities for you out there. Okay. Don't give up. You're not a starter yet,
but be ready
for your opportunity, kid. Okay.
Yes.
You don't have to be ready to get ready, whatever the fucking phrase is. But you know who is ready? This gal. Congratulations again on the windbreaker.
Love you.
And
thank you, Taylor. Thank you, Travis. Thank you. Kick ass.
To the Academy and everyone.
Wait. Yes, to the Academy. Thank you so much. Thank you to her shoulder and her Balenciaga top she wore.
Out. Is that was that what it was? I just want to know.
She's shouldering it.
I wish I could wear those boots. I'd have cankles if I wore those things. The calf would be
kicking. I tried on a pair of boots that you have. I couldn't even put my feet in them. They were so uncomfortable. And Jillian goes, Carissa can deal with the pain. You're more of a comfort gal.
Also, they wouldn't have them in your size. Aaron has Mac Stoll's size. It's size 3.
Yeah.
All right. Love you guys. Aaron,
love you.
Kick ass this week in New York and in Baltimore. I'm acting like I'm not going to talk to you 5 minutes after this is over.
Exactly.
All right. Love you all. Bye.
Love you.
Be safe, everyone. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.